Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Hurry into the all-new West County Nissan for a year-end allocation liquidation. Get $5,500 off all new Altimas. Or 0% financing for 60 months. Or lease an Altima just $179 a month. Plus 2 years free maintenance through January 3rd only. West County Nissan. Located 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com. 0% financing in lieu of customer cash. Leases with $29.95 down plus acquisition fee. First payment and processing fee. $39 month, 12,000 miles per year. TTL not included.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman, KTRS legal analyst and Wednesday's carousel of co-hosts on the Showgram with JC and Trish, asking you to join me Saturdays at 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS for my own show, Night Court, where we discuss today's hottest legal topics in a totally different way. That's Night Court, Saturdays at 5 on the Big 550 KTRS. Night Court. Because you can't really make fun of the legal system until you understand it.
With the holiday clock ticking down, it helps to know about the wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards only at the Home Depot. It's better to give than to guess, and the right gift card can help you make sure the home improvers on your list get exactly what they want, even during the final days of holiday shopping. Give the perfect gift with a wide selection of holiday-themed gift cards. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.com for details.
Merry your shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, BCBG, Max Ezria, Elang Elang Fine Jewelry, Crew Cuts, Flemings, and Gift Wrap with Nurses for Newborns this holiday season. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Wow, I just received an emailed gift certificate from Ruiz Mexican Restaurant.
And I saved 25% on a $20 e-dish gift certificate and paid only $15 at enjoyalocal.com. That's enjoyalocal.com.
Enjoy a local, and your money stays here. Hurry to JCPenney for the final days to save before Christmas. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Rudolph, get your nose over here so you can guide my sleigh today.
Oh, well,
I'm
going to have it out with me.
Everybody.
Hi, Willie.
How you cats doing today?
You're doing good, Willie.
Frank, I'm going to say if I could, I want to express myself about something.
You're right ahead, Willie.
Well, I'm coming in here today to tell everybody, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that jive, and I'm driving in, and you got this cat on the air, the Stash or something he calls himself.
Smash.
Oh, Smash.
I saw that
Smash.
Cat down the hall. That cat is whiter than Michael Jackson.
Oh, you
know,
he is?
Yeah. He don't there sounding old, you know, like a brother or something. That dude, what in the hell is he trying? What is that? What's his story? What is his story?
Oh, Willie, that's just how he talks.
I think he's always talked
Yeah, he's always talked like that.
Well,
Wolfman Smash.
I'm going to tell you something now. That cat, he thinks he talked the talk, but he don't. He's not a brother. I don't even know, you know, I'm listening thinking, hey, I'm going to go in there and meet my brother. One of my, and then he's like a Casper the Ghost skin or something.
Ah.
This guy is so light.
He plays music, so.
Does he play blues?
Yeah, he plays some blues.
I like to hear that. Maybe he's good. I like to hear he's got a band, that Stash Band or something.
Yeah,
Smash.
Smash. Yeah. Smash.
So what I want to do too today, if I could, everybody just join in. I'm Willie the Blues Man, and I wrote a blues song. I didn't even have time to write it down. I wrote it in my head on the way in. Dan, you got your harmonica?
Oh, sure. Always.
I need a harmonica on this because it is the blues. Blues need a harmonica. Now, what I do is I'm going to, it goes kind of like, can you do that? Yeah, you got it. You All got right. it, man. You got it. Ain't going to be no joy this Christmas, cause my baby gone away. Ain't going to be no joy this Christmas, cause my baby gone away. Come December 25th, gonna be just another day. Now you play like the chorus part, and then I come back in. Yeah.
Oh, there's another.
Got no money, got no baby. Lord, my life is such a mess. Got no money, got no baby. Oh, my life is such a mess. But don't need no money, oh baby, cause I got KTRS. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank y'all. Nice. I wanted to do that for that cat down the hall. Give me a gift certificate, that Mike Dorsey. And
Mark.
What's his name?
Mark.
And, you know, he didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't.
And I wanted to do that for him as a way of thanking him. And I'm out of here now because I'm tired of me, I'm sure. And,
no,
that,
please, Dad.
Not as far as you know, Willie.
Willie?
You just yeah, get warmed stay, up. Willie. Really, you don't have to leave.
No, that's I got free, to go. Willie. I got me a woman I just met, and I'm gonna be taking her out tonight. Get me a little, and
a little what?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna be getting a stank on the hang down. That's what I'm gonna be getting. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. From Willie Blues Man. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Wow.
Good to have Willie come by.
That was a treat.
He didn't like...
Did he say stank on the hang down?
He said.
Did.
He said, I'm going to get some stank on the hang down.
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
I've never know. Heard that before.
Well, I have really? Never. I hope I never hear it again. It's a little bit offensive. Welcome to the... Well, I'll tell you what. He thought Smash was a black man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he did.
I guess that you could... Maybe.
Sure, by the voice.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
I thought he was, too, until I met him a little while ago.
Do we know that he's not?
Well, Dan just said he met him.
Yeah,
but
I met him.
But so what?
No, we don't know.
Look at Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a procedure or something.
Vitiligo?
We don't know. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and this will be, sadly, the last day we'll all actually be with you. I know, it's sad. Till after Christmas. Burke segment, anybody? Do we have anything? Been out shopping? Something happened? Nothing?
I've been out shopping.
Yeah. I've been out shopping.
But no stories.
Good deals.
Not really. Yeah, I got a great things. Deal, but I can't say what it is.
Well, because then the recipient would yes. be tipped off. Yeah.
I got a couple of things I can mention.
Well, Buddy Geis, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You need to see his glasses to know why I call him Buddy.
That's right. Oh, maybe we'll do a picture today. We'll put it up.
You need to do that. You need to show people your new Buddy Holly glasses.
I have had a couple of inquiries about Reindeer Rock.
Well, Dan, I have been flooded.
Have you?
I have been flooded with requests to not let you do it this year.
Oh.
But I'm not going to ignore those, and we will be having Reindeer Rock with Dan Stroud.
All right.
Yeah.
go with the minority.
Call everybody you know. Yeah. Gather around because Reindeer Rock is coming. What do you have there, buddy?
Well, we mentioned that that list of Christmas movies the other day. It was a list from Forbes.
Yeah,
top ten.
Yeah, one of them was Brazil.
Yeah, somewhere a little questionable. But we, Angela and I, watched The Bishop's Wife the other night.
I've never seen it.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
That's one of my favorites. The original Bishop's Wife.
Yes.
Well, so
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant. I'll bet that's good. What's it about?
Cary Grant is an angel, and he comes down to essentially this bishop is moving from a church, a smaller
David
church.
Niven.
Yeah, David Niven.
Wow, this is old.
Yeah,
it's old
black. And so the bishop is moving from a smaller church, and he's getting ready to build this big, giant cathedral, and he's trying to get donations for it. And essentially, Cary Grant's the angel that tries to get his priorities straight, where he's like, you should just go back to the small church, and you don't need a big, giant cathedral. You know, you don't need to spend a lot of money on a big, giant building. So, it was a really good movie.
It sounds like an erotic sex movie, The Bishop's Wife. You know, like the preacher's wife who's a nymphomaniac or something?
And
it's not like that. It's not about that.
That's what I was trying to think, because I just assumed it was Catholic, but...
You can have bishops in other Episcopalian.
Okay. I think there
might even be a Lutheran bishop or something.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure what all denominations have bishops.
We do not claim to be religious experts.
No, we don't. Yeah. And so that's a really good movie. If anybody wants that, that's a really good Christmas movie to watch. And Shop Around the Corner is another one that we will watch in the next couple
of
days.
That
one has Jimmy Stewart in it. And I can't remember the female lead. But,
Merry Christmas, little shop around the corner!
Wasn't that the name of Meg Ryan's store on that movie with Tom Hanks? Remember, he was the big bookstore?
Oh, You Got Mail?
I never saw
that one. Yeah. It could be.
Could be.
But that's another good. Just two Christmas movies. So.
That's it?
That's all I have.
All right, the rest is up to you folks. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550. KTRS. Dial us up. First come, first serve. We'll take your stories, your suggestions. Coming down to the wire here, if you have any good suggestions for people, real affordable. Oh, I have one for you. Westport Car Wash, right behind us. Let me tell you something. Think about this. Who can't use a good car wash? So you slip a couple of $10 car washes in and out. Well, that's a great gift.
Yeah, especially with all this slush and stuff
The weather that's coming. So that's a great affordable car wash. Westport Car Wash. Go by and grab a couple of those. Hello to Dan and everybody at Westport Car Wash. Real quickly, the old, if you don't ask, you don't get, that is really true. I told you that I bought an air compressor and I didn't like it because it wasn't big enough, so I wanted another one. Check this out. I go 2 days ago to one of the big hardware stores, doesn't matter which one, and told them which compressor I wanted, and I told you they had one on display, but they wouldn't sell it to me. Because they said, well, the regulator's missing. I said, well, go get it. It's in the box or something. Nah, we don't sell the display. He said, I know for a fact that two of these compressors came in on the truck this afternoon, and they will be put out tomorrow morning. And I said, well, I'm here.
Can't you go back and get it now?
He says, no, they have to be
logged in.
Yeah, and they're put out tomorrow morning. And you come back, before 10, they'll probably be out. I said, okay. I left. I came here, worked, and on the way home, I thought, I'm going to stop back by and get another person to wait on me. So I did. And I said, hey, I'm looking for, this compressor. I showed him the display model, and I said, I believe you just had a shipment come in because I talked to somebody. He said, oh, yeah. You want one? I said, sure. He went back and got it. I didn't have to wait till the next morning. He brings it out on the cart. I checked out. So sometimes one guy's rules aren't necessarily the other guy's rules.
Or he was too lazy.
He just didn't want to go back.
And that could have been it. Mm-hmm. The other guy could have just said, I don't want to go back and get that compressor. So this guy went and got it, and I didn't have to make an extra trip. So thanks to that guy at that big unnamed hardware store. Lowe's, I'll just tell you where it was. I'm going to get anybody in trouble because they don't know the name of the guy that wouldn't get it for me. A lot of calls. Let's go. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Mike is up first. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm still kicking, but not as high.
Okay, good for you. That's a good one. I've never heard that before.
I'm also AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, have you loaded the shotgun lately?
I'm loading it right now.
What gauge is it?
It's 12.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether this is a joke or a question.
Well, I'll decide.
Okay. Did you hear about the group of college girls that had a nude beer party on the beach? And you know what happened?
No, I don't think this is a joke, but no, what happened?
They all got sand in their schlitz.
You got a big kick out of that, didn't you, John? Or Mike, rather.
I'll give myself a drum roll.
They got sand in their schlitz. That tells us how old you are. Yeah. Nobody tells a beer joke with schlitz in it anymore. Yeah. So we know you're probably, I don't know, over 50.
I'm going on 80.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're entitled to tell any joke you want. How about Mike? Yeah. Oh, going on 80. They got sand in their schlitz. That's very good. That's very good, Mike. It's a little dirty. We don't tell that kind of joke.
I don't even get it.
Hey,
well,
Mike.
Yeah.
I get a lot of jokes from you, and I tell them at work and to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if a songwriter writes a song, and every time that song is played,
he gets money.
Royalty.
I'd like some royalty money. Yeah,
yeah. Why don't you look into that?
Because I know that people like you wouldn't really pay it.
Right on.
And by the way, they're not my jokes anyway. Every joke I tell, somebody else wrote. We don't know who.
Yeah, they're hard.
I wish I was talented enough. Were talented enough to write jokes, but I don't.
You know who writes most of the jokes that when I read?
They say prison.
They're in prison.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But nobody has ever proven that.
Why
it's a good myth. But
they have a lot of time on their hands?
Yeah, but I don't know that that's true.
No.
I don't know if it's true. Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, and God bless you through the new year, guys.
You too. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank, gang.
John, everybody.
Hey, John.
I'm a very festive AM in the PM.
Oh, he's in a good mood. Good mood today.
And I'm calling to just wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and thank you for all the entertaining hours over the past year.
Hey, we get paid for it, but okay. You're welcome, and we're happy to do it.
We're the recipients of that.
Well, you are, and it beats real work. I've always said that. If I had to actually go work like most people, I don't even know if I could do it anymore. But thank you, John. Merry Christmas.
You're very welcome, Frank.
Now, see, how about that?
That's nice.
See, here's a guy who can tell that even though we make it sound like we just come in and sit around and talk,
yeah,
he can sense the work behind it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the preparation. He's got a keen ear, and I appreciate that he noticed that. Before we break, we can get another one or two in here. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, great show, gang.
Well, it's really not started yet, but it's going to get great.
I'm thinking of all the other days that
okay, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
But I just wanted to suggest the movie for Christmas called The Ref, R-E-F. With Dennis Leary?
The Ref.
Oh, I've seen that. That's a very funny movie.
Oh, and since you've done that, before I forget it, every year I remind people with kids, and nobody talks about this movie, Prancer.
Oh, yes.
It is a fantastic movie.
But don't watch The Ref with your kids. It's kind of an adult.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I've never heard of it.
And, Frank, when you see it, you'll recognize you and your wife in the movie.
I will.
Yeah, because he's essentially, what is it, does he kidnap them or something like that?
Well, it's Kevin Spacey and I can't think of the other woman. She's a very famous actress. And they just hate each other's guts.
Okay, I will recognize that. Yeah. Oh, great. I hope to see that.
Good Christmas, gang.
All right, you too, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks.
And before we break, a Jim twin spin. Jim number two. Hello, Jim.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up, Jim?
First, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right,
I got a request.
All right, what is it?
Can we hear Reindeer Rock?
You are going to hear Reindeer Rock, Jim. You are one of the thousands
yes.
that has requested that
All
today.
All right, cool.
Yes, stay tuned, okay?
Bye.
All right. Boy, Dan, the calls are flooding
wow.
in.
Wow.
Dan, did you tell him to say that?
The requests
no.
are
no,
flooding
I
in. So I say we get it out of the way. I say we break, we come back, Reindeer Rock. What do you say?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. John Londoff asked me to pass some information along to you, and it is, first of all, that they are open late tomorrow night. So I don't know what your plans are for tomorrow, but if it would include taking a look at a new Chevy, you have until late tomorrow night to do that. They'll be open until certainly 9 o'clock.
Nice Christmas present for each
Ooh.
Other. Let's go get a car.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine? I guess some people, we talked about that before. I guess there are people who You know what? I'm not going to name the car, but there's one particular car brand, and every year they make it look like everybody. It's common practice to you walk to the door, and the husband looks out, and there's a bow around this really expensive mm-hmm. car. Yeah, that happens a lot. If you are lucky enough to be able to do that, and it's going to be a Chevy, you know where we want you to go, or a pre-owned car, you know where we want you to go. Here's a little bit of what you can expect to find when you go tomorrow. And they are closed Saturday, Christmas Eve. Landoff is closed. They'll be back open again on Monday. 2011 Silverado Extended Cab or Crew and 2500 HD Diesels. $10,000 off. $10,000 off. We have the car of the day. It is a 2012 Chevy Sonic LS automatic air conditioning, keyless entry, alloy wheel, CD player, OnStar, 10 airbags in a Sonic, 10 airbags, only $14,990. In the words of John Landoff and the voice of John Landoff, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, how about this? 2012 Chevy Cruze LS automatic, air conditioned, keyless entry, CD player, OnStar, 10 airbags, the number one car in its class, the Chevy Cruze, only $15,090. I'm sorry, $990. $15,990. Are you kidding me? At Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, where? As you know, and you've heard for years, they own their bidding and lot. We own our bidding and lot. And please...
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Own our bidding and lot. And please be sure to stay tuned to a local television channel near you, and please watch for the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet TV commercial, because he doesn't do a lot of TV commercials. He just doesn't do a lot of TV. And thank goodness for that. He believes in radio.
Yeah.
So what happens is occasionally he makes a rare exception when the TV people come calling and practically give him television time. Mr. Landoff, if you'll just do TV commercials, we'll throw in, and then they throw everything at him, and they cut the price and they slash it. Well, of course he's gonna jump all over that. So watch for the TV commercial and see if it doesn't remind you a little bit of Hopalong Cassidy. Because he's got some movements that are similar to, like, riding a horse when it's trotting and shooting a couple six guns at the same time.
I think
time.
He said yesterday he talks with his hands. He's an animated talker.
And nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's not a thing in the world wrong with that. And I will have to say that I've seen some of the car dealers on TV. If this were a beauty contest, he'd win. I mean, he would. Car dealers are not known for being the best-looking guys on television. Well, Tina, I'm sure he'd be thrilled to know that you said that. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet there at the Washington Elizabeth exits off 270. And, of course, as he would say, or 24/7 Mary Beth Tissick. Landoff.com. Mary Beth Tissick is keeping things going there. Johnny Landoff's Chevrolet, again, the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, where you do buy the low overhead way. Again, open late tomorrow night, closed Christmas Eve. Johnny Landoff.
Let's get an update on the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Few things going on now, Tina. Good afternoon. We've got an accident that is blocking the two right lanes on westbound 40 at Big Bend. And right now the traffic is backed up to Vandeventer. Eastbound drivers are slowing down from Hanley through Big Bend. Also, stop-and-go traffic on westbound 44 between Berry Road and Lindbergh. You've got a crash near Lindbergh or just before it that's blocking the right lane there. We also have an accident at Lindbergh near Tesson Ferry. It's looks like a rollover accident is what they're calling it. And in Crestwood, eastbound 44 between Lindbergh and Big Bend. Just told you about that. It's just past at Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get all of the last-minute shopping gifts that you need at Kohl's Last Minute Gift Sale Thursday through Saturday at 6 p.m. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Boy, that's quite a deal. And then no limits. See store for details. Kohl's expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving you a 13th day with a bonus grand prize, a prize pack worth $1,250. Today, go to KTRS.com to register for the grand prize, but you only have until midnight to do so. The grand prize winner will be announced the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win the $1,250 prize pack containing a $250 gift card from each one of our sponsors. The new Golf Discount, your hometown golf store at GolfDiscountSTL.com. Lordo's Jewelers, your family's jeweler for life. True Clean Carpet, truly the best. Pear Marquette Lodge, worlds apart, minutes away. And Stonewater Spa at Plaza Frontenac. The 12 days, that's the 13 days of Christmas. Our present to you from the Big 550, KTRS.
If you're like me, during this time of the year, you find yourself coming and going. Holiday shopping, seeing friends, running errands, and still trying to cook a meal for yourself and your family. Here's an idea. Rather than rushing home to cook a meal, why not treat yourself and your family to dinner at the Concord Grill in South County? Instead of eating fast food, visit the Concord Grill and get some great food fast. They have the food that will warm you up like their homemade chili or one of their specialties, chicken and dumplings. They also have some 40 burgers to choose from. That's right, 40 different burgers. They're still the home of the $7 lunch. They're only 5 minutes from South County Mall, so after a day of shopping, unwind and relax at the Concord Grill. When you purchase a $25 Concord Grill holiday gift certificate, you'll receive an additional $5 gift certificate for yourself to use on your next visit. For great homemade food, for lunch or dinner, visit the Concord Grill on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry Road in South County. For their full menu, coupons, and specials, see their website at concordgrill.com.
Today you hear over and over again how companies are shipping their jobs overseas. Not with St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, manufactured right here in St. Louis. Customers can come in and watch their closets being cut and built right here in St. Louis. You can actually watch the professionals at St. Louis Closet Company manufacture your closets at their Maplewood showroom. McGraw-Millhaven here for St. Louis Closet Company, and I did exactly that. It's a great process to see, and when the closets are done, they're magnificent. 314-781-9000. That's the phone number to St. Louis Closet Company. Call them today and set up your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company stands behind each and every one of their custom closets. They use only the best materials available, certified green, and every closet comes with a lifetime warranty. 314-781-9000. 314-781-9000. Call for your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing it for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Tonight, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Fighting Illini from the University of Illinois. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the University of Illinois Fighting Illini on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
The holidays are fast approaching. Now is a great time to start thinking about that special gift for that special someone. Lordo's Diamonds' new expanded store has cases that are bursting with new merchandise. Head over and see Mike, Jim, and the whole staff, and let them help you get just the right gift this year. Lordo's Diamonds is bigger and more beautiful than ever. Lordo's Diamonds on Clayton Road in Ladue, your family's jeweler for life. Lordo'sDiamonds.com.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing.
Now, for some reason, I just don't like the Andy Williams kind of Christmas singing. It's like
really?
A lounge.
It's like
act.
Bill Murray going.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a joke, like they're doing a spoof on lounge singers. Happy holidays. I don't know.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Give me,
whoop-dee-doo and
Hickory Dock. Give me Karen Carpenter.
Oh, that
Merry
was
Christmas,
good.
Darling. The greatest Christmas singing ever was Karen Carpenter. Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Call us, talk to us, keep us busy. You got to help us kill another 2 hours and 15 minutes.
When are we going to sing?
Get out of here. Well, we're trying to decide when to have Dan do Reindeer Rock. We got an email from somebody begging us to hold off because what her dad couldn't listen
His dad,
to
yes.
His dad. You know, you can't please everybody.
Really?
I think Reindeer Rock should be coming up in about 5 minutes. That's what I think. So let's talk to Stephen and anybody else that wants to jump in here. Let me push this button. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Hallelujah.
What's
happy,
up?
Happy ho-ho to you.
You too. You too.
I got a question. You can probably help me with. First of all, I got a couple of things to say.
Okay.
You've always backed your sponsors. The thing I admire about you is that you believe in these guys. And I had a friend who called me up desperately in need of a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can guess where he went.
I hope he went to Ballast Dental Care.
You're darn right he did. And he said AM and the PM, and I'll tell you what, he was in extreme pain, and they got him in there, and I can't thank you enough, Frank, for
beautiful. Thank you. No, thanks to your friend for going there.
Well, you know, I always know I can take it to the bank if you're backing them.
We like to use the expression "take it to First Community Credit Union."
Yeah. First Community Credit Union.
Yeah, I was in there today, and I did 80% of my Christmas shopping in there in those money cards. So.
Oh yeah, did you?
Yeah. So what else?
Not a bad idea at all. All right, I got a question.
Sure.
I can't think of the movie to save the name of the movie to save my life. It was back in the 40s. It's about a guy that would go into the houses when the people went out of town and stay there until the spring and celebrate Christmas and stuff.
So he did this. It was about somebody who did this every year somewhere?
Yeah, every year. He knew exactly when Charlie Ruggles owned the house and Gail Storm was his daughter. And every year he would go into the house and knew exactly when they were going to leave.
Man, that's got to be an old movie.
It's a great movie. I wish I could remember the name of it.
Somebody will know. Somebody will call. Who'll know what it is? But it reminds me of a movie. There's a great movie that was it Dana Carvey who squatted in somebody's house and they weren't home and he just made himself at home. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
it wasn't a house sitter. That was
Sinbad.
But it was.
That sounds familiar.
Are you thinking Carvey? Was it a comedy or?
Yes.
And
the guy was on vacation, and they realized that they just crashed, and it was a great movie. But somebody will call with the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was really a funny, and you know, it ended up with a whole house full of people. You know, they didn't intend it that way, but including Charlie, he had to come back for whatever reason, and he ended up swallowing his pride and realizing, you know, of course, in the Christmas spirit, that there were certain things that he was doing wrong.
What was that movie where Goldie Hawn moved in? Whose house was it? Another? It was a comedy, and she just
oh,
went,
she had amnesia. She fell
overboard.
No, no. She went into this house and just lived there. Set up housekeeping, and then the owner, I think was Steve Martin, I'm not sure, came home, and what the heck?
Was it
what
Queen Latifah and
no,
Steve Martin?
I don't think so. No. Somebody will know. They'll call. It was a great Goldie Hawn movie.
Yeah.
But just keep the radio on. Somebody will know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we can always rely on the crew that listens
that's
to
your right.
show.
We'll get an answer.
I mean, that's just a wealth of knowledge.
You got that right.
You can't ask for more class.
No, you can't, Stephen. You got that right. Hey, Merry Christmas.
No, Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you. You guys
thank
take
you.
Care.
You too.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Stephen. For the call. Now, Goldie Hawn, it was out in the country. Somebody will know. We'll get a bunch of calls. They'll know what these movies are. Let's go to Margie. Hello, Margie.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like to say not only AM and the PM, but
okay.
I'm also a proud sponsor of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon as a member of First Community Credit Union.
Well, listen to that. Good for you. What can we do for you, Margie?
Well, we could talk about anything from the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about tipping.
Yes.
We tipped the mailman. My dogs tipped the mailman. We had a mailman in Florida that used to always drop dog biscuits off. He'd drop our mail off and put two dog biscuits under the mailbox.
Well, I see that guy deserves a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. We've got Earmuffs Farm from QVC that we're go around the back of the head. Got a Christmas card and signed all three of the dogs' names. And from that time on, we got three dog biscuits every time he delivered mail instead of two.
Well, that's a good mailman.
Yes.
All right. Well, Margie.
And I'd also like to thank Tina for the tickets for 420 2 weeks ago with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young tribute. That was excellent.
Wasn't that good?
It was very good.
All right. Okay, Margie, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Thank you for
Bye.
The call.
Bye.
Yeah. Everybody's nice today.
Yes, they are.
We'll see if that lasts after the first of the year. George, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, it's just kind of related to what that last gal said about tipping. You know, you went in to get your compressor, and the guy couldn't be moved to be bothered to do anything for you, probably because you didn't crack your wallet out and give him a five or something like that. It's like you said, everybody's expecting a tip. So.
Now, you know what? You're absolutely right. If I had said, what about, here's $10, I'd be saying, you know what, I'll go back and get that for you.
Yeah,
you know, you're right. No, you're right. Yeah, that probably would have worked.
I just wanted to pass that along to you. Thanks for your show.
All right, thank you, George. Yeah, sometimes...
But the other guy did it without... Just,
You know what? We were in Vegas. Went to Vegas, and I went to see, I forgot which show it was, and I gave the guy seating people, because it was just seat as you show up. So I gave this guy $20. I said, could you kind of see if you can get us a decent seat? So he took us, I mean, down to the middle, like 8 rows back, and I thought, all right. When the show started, that's all the people that were in there. It wasn't even half full.
Oh.
I could have had the same seat. We thought it was going to be packed and we'd be back. Nah, it wasn't. It was
he gave you the best seat.
It was a midday show, and we didn't know that show only had like 100 people. I felt like an idiot.
I got a message that it was called House Sitter.
No, that movie.
No, House Sitter is Sinbad.
Yeah, that movie that you were thinking about, it happened on Fifth Avenue. That's what he said. And he said it's on next week sometime, too.
Which one? The Dana Carvey one?
The old one with Charlie.
Yeah, the old one.
Okay. It happened. Yeah. The Goldie Hawn one, I needed somebody to tell me the name of that movie, where she goes and...
No, it's not House Sitter.
...sets up housekeeping. The House Sitter, I think, was Sinbad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, House Guest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, House Guest.
House Guest was Sinbad.
Could be House Sitter.
So House Sitter could be the Dana Carvey movie. It very well could be. I might as well talk about Balanced Dental Care, since I had that nice call from that guy whose friend was in... horrible pain. I have not had a toothache, I mean like a real toothache, in years, but I remember, you don't forget what that feels like when you have that, and it's not like a sharp, you know, if you have a bad back and you turn a certain way, you get that stabbing kind of sharp. A toothache is a constant just throb. And I remember exactly what that felt like. Don't wait until you have a toothache to go to the dentist. That's one of the reasons you go to the dentist, is so you never have a toothache, so you can avoid I've always hated this word, abscess. Mm-hmm. That's one of those words that's just like a disgusting word. But I had an abscess tooth as a kid. I remember the dentist said, "Well, son, you've got your tooth is abscessed." And then he used the word pus, and the two of them together. Oh, I thought, man. Oh man, this is, I don't like, this doesn't sound good at all. That was a long, long time ago. I haven't had any of those issues. I haven't had a toothache. Nothing. Been pretty lucky with my teeth. But you need more than luck. You need somebody to help you take care of them. That would be Ballast Dental Care. Here's the deal. Now, I'm pretty sure that this is going to run through the end of the month. I'm almost positive. And that's this offer to you for free oral sedation consultation. Digital images of your mouth so they know exactly what's going on in there, and what is normally a $300 set of bleach trays for whitening your teeth, you can have for $100. For $100, you've got all that stuff. You don't want the bleach trays? You just go in and you get the oral sedation consultation and the digital images at no charge. And that's normally not the case. That stuff is not free. But now to the end of the year, whether you're an existing patient or a new patient, it's sort of a thank you for being AM and the PM. So be sure to mention that when you call. And as I've said many, many times, I've been going there 39 years. They don't turn people away. There are doctors and dentists who, and I've had them say it to me, "I'm sorry, the doctor's just not taking any more new patients." Wow, that must be nice to not need any more business. Ballast Dental Care would love to have you as a patient, and you're going to love Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we've got southbound Lindbergh at Mueller Road shut down right now, and that's due to a rollover accident. On East 270, you've got slow traffic from McDonald through New Florissant. South 270 is stop and go, 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They've cleared that earlier accident at Lindbergh on 44. Now, westbound 44 is slow from McLeod Station through Big Bend, and westbound 40, that's jammed up due to an earlier accident from Grand to McCausland. Now, let's see if I can read this thing right. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Get all of your last-minute gifts at Kohl's last-minute gift sale Thursday through Saturday at 6 p.m. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
The song, Baby It's Cold Outside, Steve?
The Cochran Show.
Baby It's Cold Out.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Have you ever listened to it?
Sure, yeah.
Neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
See, what's in this tree?
No camps to be had out there.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think you want to hear what the... how it ends.
The Big 550.
Here come the police.
KTRS.
I'll need an alibi.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines. Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive.
brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
I'll be home for Christmas.
This is Cher.
Yes.
I'll tell you something. She can sing Christmas songs.
You can come.
All right. So we figured this out. The Goldie Hawn movie where she moves into Steve Martin's house is House Sitter. And the Dana Carvey movie is Opportunity Knocks. I never hear anybody mention that movie, and even Peon agrees with me. It is a funny, funny movie. So, Opportunity Knocks, Dana Carvey. And did we ever get the name of the old movie the guy was trying to figure out?
Yeah,
Charlie?
Fifth Street.
It happened on
Fifth Avenue.
I've never heard of it.
It happened on Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue, that's right. Yeah.
Never heard of it. Boy, oh boy, we don't have a whole lot of time. If I take a call, I'll be sorry, because then we'll be...
Lloyd would go really fast, I think.
Lloyd can't go fast enough. Lloyd would have to go in 20 seconds. Lloyd, you got 20 seconds. Is that enough?
That's all I need, my friend. I am AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for all your year's work. You guys make me happy when I have a stressful day, and I want to say happy holidays to the crew, and Herman's Humans rock.
Well, Lloyd, that is very nice. We work very hard at this. And
Henry's hemorrhoids.
For noticing. Yeah, Henry's hemorrhoids. Thank you, Lloyd. Merry Christmas.
Lloyd.
Well, he did do it in 20 seconds. He wanted to say something else, and I had to cut him off. All right, being bald is not for everybody, all right? I've been bald a long, long time, and I've heard all the chrome dome, solar panel for sex machine. I've heard all that stuff. Some people, given the choice, would say, no, you know what, I'd rather have some hair back where that hair used to be. So I need for you to know about this NeoGraft system. Now, you're going to have to go beyond what I'm about to tell you. I want you to go online to NeoGraftSTL.com. Ultimately, hopefully, you'll go down and sit with Dr. Moore, who has had the procedure himself. And that's always a good thing when the doc has had the hair transplantation. And if you go and you expect to see a